Attorney James J. Hanks Jr., a passenger on U.S. Airways flight 1549 that ended up landing in the Moscow, in the Hudson, excuse me, in the Hudson River. I keep thinking about that movie, Moscow and the Hudson. Whenever this comes up, I think, remember that movie with Robin Williams, Moscow and the Hudson? Senator, you're not a movie fan. It was a great movie with Robin Williams. Anyway, this whole event that occurred in the Hudson River is one we're reliving with Jim Hanks. And Jim, I just want you to take it from the point where we were talking before we went into news about the fact that now the plane is descending. You're starting to see buildings on the left side of your plane. And now you know, you have a complete understanding, without the pilot hasn't said anything yet, but that you're headed towards the water.
Well, the pilot did say before we began the descent, brace for impact. And those were the only three words that he said that we could hear the entire time. And so, as I said before the break, we were descending. He'd lined up the Hudson now. Could see the apartment houses of the Upper West Side out the left windows. Could see the Palisades Parkway in New Jersey out of the right windows. And as I mentioned before, I was cautiously optimistic that he could land the aircraft safely because of the
event
in the 1950s. And also, in looking out the left window and the right window, you could see traffic moving around. You could see boats in the Hudson. It was a completely normal day. And I remember thinking to myself, in this sea of normality, something really bad can't happen. We can't have something abnormal happen when everything else seems
normal.
So normal.
And how far off the water are you?
This point, I could look directly at the windows of the apartment buildings on the Upper West Side. We were down below roof level.
Wow.
And so I just, watched kind of fascinated out of the left window, which was closest to me, and came down, and then we were at road level, and then we were down at the level where you could see the water begin to rise up real quickly. And then all of a sudden, smash, bam, crash. It was an impact like I've never felt before.
It was like boom, like that?
Oh, yeah, and stopped. And not only...
not slide, come to a stop. Yeah,
that's right. You've probably seen that video that was taken from a security camera on the east side of the Hudson, of the aircraft just gliding in, and it seemed so nice and easy. It didn't feel like that at all. It wham, bam, crash, stop. And after that, there was a split second of silence on the aircraft.
Mm.
Just a split second. And I think everybody was thinking the same thing. I know I was thinking, I'm on an aircraft that has just crash landed in the Hudson River, and I'm still alive.
Wow.
And in fact, one of the passengers whom I've gotten to know afterwards, Barry Leonard, put it even better. He said, I got up out of my seat and I turned around and looked back at my seat to make sure my body wasn't still there.
Wow.